Daf is Daf Nun Ches. So we begin the new parak, the sixth parak here. The Mishnah begins, Kashe Kachim, Shechitasan, Sheshachtim Mirosh HaMizbeach. So let's say a person, the Kohen Shechs, the Kashe Kachim on top of the Mizbeach itself. So we know that when it comes to Kashe Kachim, it's only permitted in the Tzafon, in the north. What happens if it's Shechted on the top of the Mizbeach? So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yossi Omer Kilu Nishchat B'Tzafon, as if it was Shechted Mamish in the Tzafon itself. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. The northern half of the Mizbeach has a din of Tzafon, but the southern half of the Mizbeach has a din of Darom. So while Rabbi Yossi thinks the entire top of the Mizbeach is Kasher, has a din of Tzafon, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda splits it in half. So look at the Tosfos at the top here. Kachi kachim sheshachtim b'roshim mizbeach. He writes midaraisa shochet lichatchila kididarshinun mi vizavachta alav. Even though the Mishnah says only in the bidyevet, if it was shechted, it says it's kosher. Sounds like lichatchila. It's not good. Tosfos argues and argues. He reinterprets the Mishnah and says that no, even lichatchila one would be allowed to shecht it on the roshim mizbeach midaraisa. But then he says v'shema hadinaka diyevet. Why the Mishnah chooses a lashon of bidyevet of sheshachtim? Perhaps midirabanan shlo tarbit to galalim, because if the animal goes up there and goes to the bathroom, that's going to be a terrible bizayon to mizbeach. So maybe that's why they suggested not doing this. But on a deraisa level, it sounds like from Tosos it'll be completely permitted. So the Gemara explains now the din of Tzafon. Now we're going to see, the Gemara is going to explain this, and there seems to be a subtle machlokus between Rashi and Tosos. Without looking inside, it requires a little bit more ian. But the question becomes: do we say that when you're allowed to shecht on top of the mizbeach, does that mizbeach mamish become Tzafon? Or no, it's not Tzafon. Everyone gets it's not Tzafon, but there's a concept that you're allowed to shecht there as well. I mean, Ola can be shechted in Tzafon, it can be shechted also on top of the Mizbeach. But not that there's a din of Tzafon to the Mizbeach. Or no, maybe we say, Taka, that the Rosh Mizbeach has a din of Tzafon. That's a Chakir that exists in the Rishonim. And they say, what's an Afkamina? Could you do the Kabbalah on the Mizbeach as well? The Kabbalah's Dam of Kachim Kachim needs to take place in Tzafon. So if we say that the Rosh Mizbeach is a din of Tzafon, and that's why you could shecht it, so the Kabbalah's Dam works in the Mizbeach as well. But if we say simply that the reason why you could shecht on top of the Mizbeach is a Gzeres HaKasif, so then that Gzeres HaKasif may not extend itself all the way to Kabbalah's Dam as well. They have a similar discussion. The Mikdash David talks about, what about the ramp? Does the ramp also, is that considered an extension of the Rosh Mizbeach? Is that considered Tzafon as well? Everyone agrees though, Mizbeach HaPanimi definitely is not included. Mizbeach HaPanimi is definitely possible that does not have a din in Tzafon. The Gemara explains now this idea. Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Omer Haya Rav Yossi, Kulu Mizbeach B'Tzafon Ka'i. So Rav Yochanan holds that the entire Mizbeach is situated in the north of the Azara. Umay Ki'ilu. So why did it say Ki'ilu? Because the Mishnah says, Ki'ilu Nishchatu B'Tzafon. Now, if we say that Mizbeach is mamish in the Tzafon, so then it shouldn't say Ki'ilu, it should say it's in the Tzafon. So what's my Ki'ilu? So Gemara explains, Mal, the same, but what would you have thought? Ba'inan al Yerech v'leka. Yerech means tzad. Rashi explains it's next to, not on the Mizbeach. So one may think that only on next to Mizbeach does it work, but not on the Mizbeach. Kamash v'lon, based on this Mishnah, that even al Rosh ha-Mizbeach works as well. So just look at Rashi, how Rashi says this. Actually, it's not the Rashi here. We'll have to see this later on. We'll see later on. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Zera le Rav Asi, El Me'at, if that's the case. So then, le Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hachanami de Chet B'Tafon Chet B'Darom. But the Gemara assumed that if Rosh Mizbeach works, the entire Mizbeach according to Rabbi Yossi, that was because he thinks the Mizbeach's in the north. So then we would have to assume Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who splits in half, he must say that the Mizbeach is situated in the center of the Azara, where the top half is north and the bottom half is south. Is that really true? V'chitem, if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Mizbeach was mamish in the center, where 50% was in north, 50% was in south, and that's why on top of the Mizbeach, 50% is kosher, 50% isn't, well, the problem with that is, v'chitem al-chanami, if you're going to tell me, yes, that's where it is situated to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but at Damris, didn't you yourself say Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, the name Rabbi Yochanan, that Modi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda admitted Shem Shachtan Kinegden Bekarka Sula. So we have the Gemara is going to explain what that means. But let's say the Gemara is going to tell us the answer. Let's say you cut half the Mizbeach off. The Gemara is going to figure out how we know that. But let's say you cut half the Mizbeach off and you're shechting now in the Makom of the Mizbeach on the ground. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda says it's puzzle. And if Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda thinks that the Mizbeach is in the center, a half is in the north, half of the Mizbeach is in the south, so when you cut down the northern side and you're standing on the ground, the Mark Mizbeach, and that should be kosher, that's considered Tzafon. So we see from this that the reason Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda permits the Tzafon in the top half of the Mizbeach and south it doesn't permit, it's not because it was situated in the center of the Mizbeach. Nothing to do with the Mizbeach being partially north or partially south. It's based on a Gzeres HaKasav. So the Gemara explains, so how do we know? So what's the basis of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says top half of Mizbeach is kasher, bottom half is pasul? So Amar Lehachi Kamar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, Shneim Mikra Echadarshu. Meaning it has nothing to do with Mizbeach is in the Azara, the north, the south, half in north, half in south, nothing to do with that at all. It's based on the following pasuk about which parts of the Mizbeach and the Rosh Mizbeach are kasher. What's the pasuk? The pasuk tells us, V'zavachta alav eselosecha ves shlamecha. You're supposed to shecht alav on it, on top of the Mizbeach, the olos and the shlamim. So this is a mefurish pasuk that says on top of the Mizbeach is kasher. So now comes along the machlokas. Rabbi Yosi savar kula la'ola, the kula l'shlamim. He says, alav, on the entire Mizbeach, you could shecht olosecha, and you could shecht shlamecha. That's the source, that's the basis for Rabbi Yosi. Comes along Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda savar, no, chetzel l'ola, chetzel l'shlamim. No, it's alav olosecha for half of it, and al shlamecha on the second half. He reads it differently. So it's based on this pasuk, again, nothing to do with where the Mizbeach is situated in the Azara.
What does that mean? Zavach olav is referring to both olos and shlomen.
So the way he's reading it, he's saying it says separately. It says es olosecha as one, and es shlomecha as another half.
So what's a half? You can do the ola, you can shaft the ola in half, and
other half is shlomen.
So
exactly.
Which one is the safon though?
The northern part, the safon part of the mizbeach.
I'm saying which one, the ola, the
shlomen. The ola, because ola is always north. Shlomen could be anywhere in the Azara. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Di sakadaitach kula li ola kasher." If you were to tell me that the entire Rosh HaMizbeach is kasher for the Ola, so Hashta Kula Le'Ola kasher, Kula L'Shamim Mibayi, if you were to tell me that the entire Mizbeach is kasher for the Ola, so then certainly the entire Ola, entire Mizbeach is kasher for the Shlamim, because we know that Shlamim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, not only in the Tzafon, but even the Darum, the Mizrach, and the Marav, while the Ola is only permitted in the Tzafon. So if we were to say that as zavach talav as olosecha is kasher, kal v'chomer es shlamecha as well. You don't have to say shlamecha. So why does the pasuk say ves shlamecha separately to tell me that no, only 50% is kasher for ola, and the other 50% is only kasher for shlamim? The idach. So what's Rabbi Yosi going to respond to this pasuk? Idach itzrach, he needs it. You need to say both of them. Why? Sa'akadai techamina would think, Ola hu d'dachik le'makom, that Ola, we know it's a very small area that's allowed to be shechted, only in the Tzafon. So we had a special Gzeres Kasav. Had the Pasuk only said, v'zavachtov eselosecha, maybe there's a special heter for the Ola to go on the Mizbeach, because there's lacking other areas to shecht in the Azara. We have the north, and we add another Rosh Mizbeach. But with respect to Shlamim, Shlamim d'lo d'dachik le'makom, there's no shortage of place to shecht the Shlamim, you could shecht it in the Safon, Darum, Mizrach, Marav, so there's no need, Eimalo, you don't have to have a special head to shecht in the Rosh Mizbeach. That's why I asked to add as well, Ves Shlamecha, that the entire Rosh Mizbeach is kosher both for the Ola and for the Shlamim, Kamashmalan. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara now quotes a statement we had above, Gufa, Amar Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he admits, Shim Shachtan Kenegdin Bekarka Psulos. A very strange language. That Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, although he permits the top half of the Mizbeach for the Ola, and the bottom half, the Darum, for the Shlamim, he said if you Shecht Kenegdim, unclear what Kenegdim means, parallel to it, next to it, it would be Pusul. So what's Kenegdin mean, the Gemara wants to know? So Amr Le Rav Acha Midifti Li Ravina. My Kenegdin Bekarka, Elaim, if you tell me Ama Yesod Ama Sovev, that you could shecht even on, rather, if you do shecht on the Yesod, or if you shecht on the Sovev, that little walkway around the Mizbeach, so then that's telling me it's possible. The Gemara says, how is that possible? Hai Gufa Mizbeachu, that is the actual Mizbeach, that's an extension. So just like the Rosh Mizbeach is kosher, so certainly the Sovev and the Yesod should be kosher as well. V'od, my Kenegdin Bekarka, you can't describe that as being Karka, that's Mizbeach. So you can't tell me he's talking about Kenegdim is on the Yesod and the Sovet. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me what kinegdin bekarka means, de'avid mechilos bekarka v'shachet v'hu, that they made little tunnels underneath the mizbeach and they shechted in those tunnels, that's kinegdin mizbeach bekarka, and that's telling me it's possible. Can't be. Because v'chia gavne mihavia b'mizbeach, were there tunnels underneath the mizbeach? V'atani, the Braita tells us, based on the pasuk, mizbeach adama tasel, they make a dirt-made mizbeach, and shehu mechubam adama, that you have to have the mizbeach connected, attached to the ground. Shelo yivneinu lo al gabi mechilos v'lo al gabi kippin. You shouldn't build them on top of tunnels, nor on top of kippin, or like little domes. Rashi says, ulamos, like little hallways. It should be completely attached to the ground, no holes. So there's no area below the mizbeach to possibly shecht it. So again, back to square one. What exactly is kinegdin bekarka? And that's psulos. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha de batzrei bitzuri. What does batzrei bitzuri mean? The word means to diminish, to subtract. So Rashi explains, if you take a look at Rashi, five narrow lines up, debatsri bitsure, im nimlach lekatze es mizbeach. Let's say for whatever reason they decide to cut off half the mizbeach, v'nishar mechza shel tafon panu. So now the top half, the northern half of the mizbeach has been just chopped, and now there's just a ritzpa. There's just the ground below. It's completely open and vacant. V'shachat sham, you shecht there, where the mizbeach once was, the northern part of the mizbeach, it's psulos. Ah, v'yafal gav di yerechu, even though it's now adjacent to the mizbeach, you would think it should be kosher, pasul, it's pasul. Why is it pasul? So Gemara concludes, it must be, why is it pasul? Alma svir le bidarum azarahu, because he held the mizbeach was in the south. So once you're on top of the mizbeach, there's a special kosher that allows you to do that. But once you're moving the mizbeach and you're standing on the ground, you're in the south. And the south, we know, is pasul for the olam. That's the understanding.
By Hanukkah, we said that part of the mizbeach was missing, then had to fill it with salt. It was a whole problem.
Very, very interesting. Good question. So the idea is, I'm guessing, there's one thing maybe if there's like a chip versus just being cut off. I mean, let's say it was a smooth thing. The Gemara is talking about where you broke a part. The Gemara in Sukkah says they threw the esrogim and they also caused it to chip. So that looked bad, so they filled it in with some type of cement or limestone or something to make it not look pugum. So it's a great question. My suggestion might be, my thought maybe, is that even though the mizbeach might be pasul, we're talking about the shechita. The shechita is taking place there. And the Gemara also says that if you know where the makom mizbeach is, you're actually allowed to do the zrika and the makom of mizbeach. So the mizbeach can still be pasul, and you can still do the avod without mizbeach. That's what I would say. Now, another question the Achorim ask is, but wait a second, isn't it usher to change the dimensions of the mizbeach? How is that allowed? How are you allowed to do that? So they say it's also to add on to the dimensions, but you're allowed to subtract from them. So I guess if you subtract and build the mizbeach in such a way where it's clean and smooth and you have the four corners, so maybe that would answer your question as well. One thing to have like a crack in it, but they didn't have a crack in it. They fixed it and made it very nice, smoothed it over, and therefore it's not pugum. Okay. There's interesting shaila that Mikdash Shavuot has. Remember we saw that discussion about the southeast corner of the mizbeach that had no yisod. And there's machlokas, was it that they had no yisod? Or no, there was yisod, but you couldn't use it for sprinkling the blood. That was a machlokas. So according to Levi, there was actually yisod there, but you couldn't use it for sprinkling the dam. So Mikdash Shavuot wants to know, would he admit there, would the Gemara admit, that although the other yisodos, which had a function, if you shecht on that yisod, it would be kasher, what about the southeast corner for Levi? It was there, bibinyan, but it wasn't functional. So would you be able to shecht the animal there? Would that be considered a din of agabe mizbeach? That's a suffix that he has. And the Gemara now says, the last eight lines of the page here, Amar Rebbe Zeira, Efshir Isa Lahadar B'Yochan V'lo Tanina La B'Masnisen. Interesting. Rebbe Zeira says, is it possible that Rebbe Yochan has a chiddush that's not mentioned in the Mishnah? So I don't know why he thinks that way. Why is it impossible that Rebbe Yochan has a chiddush? I don't know. But he says, every chiddush Rebbe Yochan must have some basis in the Mishnah. So Nafik V'Dak V'Ashkach, they went through all the Mishnahs and they came across the following Mishnah that appears in Maseches Tamid. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, Beiru Misham Atzei Te'ena Yafim L'Seyde Maracha Shnia Shekotoros. So what happened was, they had a whole area of Lishchas of the Eitzim, a storage house of wood, and the Kohanu who were Bali Mumah couldn't work in the Beis HaMikdash, they had the job and task of going through all the wood to make sure that they only use wood that don't have worms in them, that are not going bad. They want nice chashiv wood being used in the Mizbeach. So they go through the different wood, and the different, it came from a fig tree. And Rashi explains very interesting why a fig tree. He says three medium wide lines down. The last word is atzei te'ena yafin B'shalteina hayu regilim. They used to use fig wood. Now, v'tam agada, the explanation in Divrei Agada is shebo ha'isa takana l'adam harishon v'yasulem chaguros. We know that when Adam and Chava realized that they were not dressed properly, so they quickly ran to a fig tree and built themselves some covering from these fig leaves. So that's the idea. So they asked, what's this connection here? So why is the Ketores, why do they use te'ena leaves and te'ena wood for the Ketores? There are a number of marachos on top of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah Yuma is a machlok, it's how many. There's a maracha gedola, which is used for the burning of the fats and the limbs, and there's another maracha for the Ketores, that they use the coals for the Ketores every single day, once in the morning, once in the evening. So why only the Ketores have the fig, not the other maracha gedola? So they explain that one of the ideas is, we know from the Parsha, that the Ketores stopped the Magefa. That when Adam sinned, Adam and Chava sinned, we were destined to Misa. We became mortal people. We became human beings now with mortality. So now the Ketores represents something that stops Misa. When they had the Magefa, they looked at the Ketores as going around and stopped Misa. So therefore, Dafka, the Maracha Ketores, had the din of the Te'ena dating back to Adam HaRishon, connecting the idea of Misa to Adam HaRishon. So anyways, the mission explains that they would go through, find the proper piece of wood from the fig tree to use, and they'd use it to be mesadeh the maracha shniya shel Ketores, which was keneged Keren Maravis Dromis, which was on the southwestern corner, mashuch min haKeren klapei tzafon, arba amos, four amos into the north. So now imagine this mizbeach here, top of the mizbeach here. So again, that's just reconfigure. Behind me is the east, over there is the west, that's the north, that's the south. So now that southwestern corner over there was where they make the maracha shnia, but it'd be four amos above, off of the keren, the southwestern keren, four amos above. If you have a picture, it would be very helpful. Okay, so the Gemara explains, so that's where it was situated. So what was there? So they had ba'omer chamesh sa'in gacham, had around five amounts of sa'in of coals, u'b'shabbos ba'omer shmona, they had more coals there on Shabbos, of a shmona sa'in gicham, why? Shesham hayu nosen shtei bezichei levona shalechem apanim. Because in addition to every single day having to use the coals to bring into the mizbech apnimi, right? What happened was, a kohen would go up the ramp to mizbech achitzon, he'd scoop out some coals, and then he'd go down the ramp and bring it to the mizbech haktoris inside. And that would happen in the morning and the evening. He'd mix the coals together with the ketoris, and it would create this very, very nice aroma. So now on Shabbos, in addition to those two times of the Ketores, they also had to burn the Shnei Bezichim Levona, the frankincense they call it, which was on the Lechem Apanim. The Lechem Apanim, they would eat the Lechem Apanim on Shabbos, and they'd also take out the Levona. So now they take the Levona, which was in the Heichal, on the Shulchan, and they bring it out to the Mizbeach HaChitzon and burn it on that area, so they had to have more coals to burn it. So again, one of the coals' function was to take from the Chitzon to bring inside, that's Ketores, and the other function was take from the inside the Levona and bring it outside onto the Maracha Shnia HaKetores. So the Gemara now says, Umay Simana. So what exactly is the Simon? How come, in other words, it was Dafka, four amos above, north of the southwestern corner? What was the reason for this? So Rabbi Yossi, because this is the understanding of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi tells us as follows. So now we're going to really need pictures, those who have, to explain what's going on. We're trying to figure out where exactly the Mizbeach is going to be, so it's right opposite the exit from the Heichal, or the entrance into the Heichal. So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yossi, top line of Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Zeh, Simon, this is a Simon. So the first is somewhat of a cryptic statement here, that Kol Hanital Befnim, anything that's taken from the inside Heichal, the nasim b'chutz, to be placed on the outside mizbeach, eino nitein ella b'samach, it's only placed b'samach shein lefnim, meaning it's placed when you take something from the inside, from the heichal, which we're going to find out in a second, is levona. Levona, which comes from bifnim, and you're putting it on the chutz, on mizbeach hachitzon, you place it in the area that's right next to it, meaning the southeastern western corner, right next to the heichal. And the opposite, that which is taken from the outside, from the Maracha Shnia on the Mizbeach Chiton, linatin lefnim, to place it on the inside. This now we're talking about the coals used for the Ketores inside the Heichal. Eino nital is only taken ela b'samach shein lefnim. It's taken from the closest place that's not lefnim, meaning the closest place of the Mizbeach Chiton that's closest to the Heichal, namely the southwestern corner. So now the Gemara explains a little bit clearer. Kola nital b'fim, that which is taken from the inside, linatim b'chutz, to be placed on the outside. My new, what's taken from the inside to be put on the outside? Elaim, if you're going to tell me shirayim, the leftover blood of all the blood that were sprinkled in the mizbech, the karbonos ha-pnimim, by the parlam davrashot tzibor, and the Yom HaKippurim, if you're telling me those shirayim left over from the inside are now being placed on the yisod on the outside, well, you don't need a statement of Rabbi Yossi for that. That's behed yuksibu. That's a mefurish pasuk. It says el yisod hamizbeach ha'ola asher pesach oel moed. You place the shirayim on the yisod of the mizbeach that's right next to the entranceway to the pesach oel moed to the heichal. So that's a pasuk. You don't need a mishnah for that. V'su, moreover, how are you going to interpret the line kol anital b'chutz, that which is taken from the outside, linatein b'fnim, to be brought to the inside? Mind you, what's that? Elaim, if you're going to tell me that Gechalm Sheyom HaKippurim, the coals that were used for Yom Kippur, to take Lefnai of Lefnim, to take in the Kodesh Kadashim, if that's what it's talking about, you take from the closest area of the Mizbech HaChitzon that's adjacent to the Heichal, well, that too is Behed Yuksev. That's also a Mefurish Pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mos. It says, Lokach Mela Machta Gachle Eish. You take a full scoop of the burning coals, and the Pasuk continues to say in the Vagomer here, the side quotes, you take in the Oel Moed, you take from the area that's closest to the Oel Moed. These are my first psukim. You don't need a mishnah to tell me that which we know from the pasuk. So Ella, what's Rabbi Yossi telling us in this brayse here? Ella kol anital b'fnim, that which is taken from the inside, linotim b'chutz, to be placed on the outside, that's referring to something that's not mentioned in the pasuk, namely shnei bezichi lavona shalechem apanim. The bezichim, these spoons of lavona that was next to the lechem apanim on the shulchan, that was taken from the inside and brought to the outside. How do we know you're supposed to do that? The gamri mishirayim, we learn from shirayim, just like shirayim was on the inside and it's brought outside, so to the lavona is on the inside and brought to the outside. And then, what's hanita b'chutz? What's taken from the outside this time? The natim b'fnim, to be placed on the inside, that's referring to gecholm d'chol yoma v'yoma. Those are the coals used for the every single day ketores, which isn't mentioned in the base, which is not mentioned in the Torah at all. And that's the government that's learned from the gecholm shel Yom HaKippurim, which is mefurish. Now, just like the gecholm, the coals used for the kodesh kadashim, the ketores and kodesh kadashim, mentioned the pasuk that you take from the closest part of the mizbech achitzon. So too, with the every single day ketores as well, you take from the part of the mizbech that's closest to the heichal, namely the southwestern corner. Okay, so that's the brice. Now we have that clear. So now the Gemara is going to spend the rest of the time on figuring out why four amos on the north, though. Just take it from the southwestern corner. Why is that be four amos off of north of the southwestern corner? So my kasavar. I kasavar kula mizbech bedarum kai. If you assume that the entire mizbech was in the south, so then what happens is, then you'd have to say, has to be Esrim Visheva by Lemese. So you should be taking the Maracha Shnia Shakhtar, should be 27 amos above where the southwestern corner is. So how exactly does that work? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here some of the math. Rashi says two wide lines down. Chav Zayin Amos by Lemese. Ulim Shoch Mikaren Maravis Jomis, to pull you off, to be distanced from the southwestern corner, Litzafon, north of that 27 amos, v'chutz lo'osin chavzam amos, sidem aracha. That's where you place it. Shareya pesach be'emsa azarahaya. The entrance way into the heichal was in the center of the azara. V'asara amos roch was 10 amos wide. V'chamesh b'tzafon, chamesh b'darm, 5 was in the north, 5 was considered in the south of this 10 amos wide heichal entrance. V'cheven shemizbeach b'darm, since it was in the south of the mizbeach, so the only part of the mizbeach that could be in the north is the 5 amos. Shelo, shekala keneged emtsa pesach, that stopped at the entrance of the pesach. So imagine this. So let's say, I don't want to reconfigure, you guys are all facing me, but let's readjust for a second. Let's say this is the west. I know we always do the other way around. This is the west now. So this is the heichal. Imagine the aron is the heichal. So now, this is the center. Everyone has art skills, yeah? Okay, so you have to build it here, you're saying? It could come to life if you want. So if you look at the...
chance to see it come alive.
Let's see how it's coming alive. Right, this is the Heicha, okay? You enter into the Heicha right here, and the Mizbeach HaPnim is inside, the Shulchan is in the north there, the menorah is on the left, on the south. See, this is Heicha. Now, if you assume the Mizbeach is in the south, that means it's going to be over here, all in the south. So now you need to have the Maracha Ketores connected to Pesach. So it can't be here, that's not connected to Pesach. Has to be somewhere in between here. So this Pesach Ha'ichel is 10 amos wide, 5 amos to the north, 5 amos to the south. So this south is going to be where the which connected the Mizbech that's over here. So that's why it has to be. So now if this is 5 amos here, that means that we know Mizbech is 32 amos in each direction. So that means if it's 5 amos, there's 27 amos to the end of it, to the other corner. So that's why it should be then, if everything was in the south, Mizbech in the south, it should say that the Maroch HaShniyah should be here, which is 27 amos north of that corner, which is not the case. So we can't assume the Mizbech is all in the south. We rejected that possibility.
There's no part of the Mizbech left.
There's nothing in the north. See, but right now we're not concerned with the north. We're concerned with the Mizbech being connected to Pesach. So this part is connected to Pesach. Even though it's in the south, it's still connected to the entranceway to the Heichal. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so it can't all be in the south, because now it would require 27 amos north of that corner. And then the Gemara says, if you're going to assume inami kasavar kedushas heichal ulam chadahu, then esim utarti by mesa. So if this is the heichal right now, but now imagine in front of the heichal there's that ulam, there's a little hallway, nothing in it, but it's a wide hallway and there's a wider entrance. Now the wider entrance, while the heichal is 10 amos wide, the ulam is 20 amos wide now. And you assume that's a continuation, so as long as mizbech is in front of the ulam, that's also significant, that's also sufficient. So now you have you can move a little further down the Mizbech, another 5 amos you have to work with here, and that's going to be 22 amos north of that corner. Everyone with me? No? Not so much? Yeah, okay, look at the pictures, I guess. You look at the pictures. We have different pictures also. I'll look at Harry's for a second.
Diagram B, right?
Diagram B. So diagram B. I like the Mesittas much better. But the diagram B here, you see that if you want to use the Ulam's entranceway, that's considered Pesach HaOel. Right. So now you have 10 amos to work with off of the Mizbeach of the north, which ends up being 22 amos from the southern one. So then you would need 22 amos off of the corner. But we're looking for 4 amos only. So then the Gemara says, fine. So we establish it can't be a situation where the Mizbeach is all in the south. Let's now take another approach. Inami kasavar, if you're going to say ikasavar, last narrow line, chetze b'tzafon v'chetze b'darm. Let's say it's mamish in the center. So it splits down the middle. 50% of the Mizbeach is in the north, 50% is in the south. So the Mizbeach is mamish connected the entranceway to the Heichal and the Ulam. So now, what you're going to need here is chadzari bay l'mesa. You're going to need 11. Why 11? So if you look at the picture here, so now the Mizbeach is mamish in the center. So then, the bottom of the Heichal is, this way you say it is as follows. If imagine the Mizbeach is mamish in the center here. So now we know this is 10 amos wide, the Heichal. And then the Mizbeach has 32. So 32 minus 10 is 22. So 11 of the Mizbeach is over here, 11 of the Mizbeach is over here. So now right now, the Mizbeach like that, to get right here, Pesach HaOel, has to be 11 amos above this corner here. That's where it has to be. If the Mizbeach was mamish in the center. So that can't be. We're looking for a case where it's 4 amos. So the Gemara says that can't be the situation. And if you're going to tell me, no, ela kesavar kedushas heichal v'ulam chadim milsi, if you assume that the ulam is an extension of the heichal, so now you can have an additional 5 amos because the ulam is 20 amos wide, 5 amos more in the north, 5 amos more in the south. So now there would have to be then 6 amos away. So you can just subtract that. The Gemara says, sheis ba'ilameh, so you have to have 6 amos north of the southwestern corner. El alav, we have to conclude from all this, the only thing that makes sense is la mishum the kasavar kul mizbeach b'tzafon ka'i. You have to have everything's in the north now. Everything's in the north. And then you have to also assume the Gemara says, v'hani arba, what are the 4 amos? Ama yisod, ama soveva, ama makam kronos, ama makam ragle hakohanim. So now if it's all in the north, so you can't do the... we're talking about right now collecting the maracha. You can't build the maracha on the soviv. So that's one amma. You can't build a maracha on the yisod. First yisod, you can't build the amma. You can't build maracha on the soviv. You can't build maracha on the kranos, the corner. And then you need a little amma for the kohen to walk around. So you need another amma. So it's really after the dalet amos is where you place the maracha. And it's mamish in the last amma of the heichal. If everyone's following with me on that. So let me try to build this again here. So imagine this is the heichal, guys. This is the heichal here. Now the Mizbeach is all in the Tzafon. So this is the middle, this is the a midline here. Mizbeach begins here and goes all the way up there, 5 amos here, and then another 27 amos above there. So the first amah here is the yisod. You can't put a maracha here. Then you have a sovev. You can't put a maracha here. Then you have a keren here. You can't build a maracha on the keren. Then you have this empty area where you need a kohen to walk around on the top of the mizbeach. So then this is the last amah, 4 amos above. This is the 5th amah, so 4 amos above is where you build a maracha shnia shel ketores. Hope that was somewhat clear. You can look at the pictures if you want. The sifta has very nice pictures if you want to like take a look at mine afterwards. Okay, so that's the understanding. So it must be the mizbeach is in the north.
There were
people who saw what was going on. Ask me anything. Why is my cloak about tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam Rashi?
No, I saw the tits.
Yeah, I'm saying we've been wearing tefillin for hundreds and hundreds of years. How come we lost the Masorah at some point? But anything, you always ask the question, how could a machlokas develop, even though they saw it? Okay, the Gemara then says four wide lines down. Amar the Barava. Ha money, who authored this? Who's the opinion behind this idea? It must be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Braisa, tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mizbeach Memutza V'Omed Be'em Sehazara, the Mizbeach was Mamish in the center, and V'Shloshim V'Shtaim Amos Hayulo, and there are 32 Amos, 32 by 32, Hayulo Eser Amos Kineged Pischa Shohechel, so if it's in the center, so 10 Amos were in the center, Mamish Kineged the Pesach Shohechel, 11 amos above the Heichal entrance, 11 amos below the Heichal entrance. Nimsa Mizbeach Mechavein Kineged Heichal. Turns out, Mizbeach was mamish across from the entranceway into the Heichal. So, in the end of the day, the Rabbi Yehuda Chad Sari by Lemeiser. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds this in the center, so we proved above that if you're going to build it 4 amos above the maracha, well then, that's going to not be connected to Pesach. You have to build 11 amos away from the southwestern corner to have it in front of the Heichal. And Ikasavi, you're going to tell me no, because he holds the Kedushas Heichal, Vulam Chada Milsi. You're not looking for the entranceway to the Heichal, but you're looking for the Pesach of the Ulam, which is 20 amos wide, and that gives you another 5 amos to work with, what still, Shis Bai Lemesa, you would need 6 amos north of the bottom of the Mizbeach, not 4 amos. And the Gemara says, wait a second. Mi savras hani arba amos bahade ama yisod ama yisoveva? Who said when we're counting 4 amos from the bottom of the Mizbeach, we're talking about 4 amos, the yisod's one ama and the sovev is another ama? No, we don't acknowledge those because of course everyone knows you can't build a yisod, rather you can't build a maracha on the yisod or in the sovev. When we said the arba amos north of the southeast western corner, bar me ama yisod v'ama, it's not including, excluding the ama yisod, excluding the ama of the sovev. We said 4 amos above the corner of the southeast western keren, that's what we were talking about. And now everything makes sense. So Gemara says, why do you have to say it's Rabbi Yehuda? Nok mik Rabbi Yossi. Why not say Rabbi Yossi is the author of this? Uvimemutza. Why are we pegged into Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Rabbi Yossi says the same thing. And Rashi explains why we think Rabbi Yossi. But in the end of the day, the Gemara says, without, we don't have to entertain Rabbi Yossi at all because we don't have any explicit area that Rabbi Yossi actually says that way. Yes, you could suggest Rabbi Yossi is of that opinion, but with Mishum di Rabbi Yehuda, Shmanele Memutza Behedya. We have an explicit b'rais that Rabbi Yehuda says Mizbeach was in the center. Rabbi Yossi, you could suggest it, but you can't prove it, and therefore we preferred saying Rabbi Yehuda as the author as opposed to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.